This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump weighs in on the situation in Syria, where a relief group says hundreds of thousands of civilians are fleeing Idlib province. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, "Don't do it," adding that Turkey is working hard to stop what he describes as carnage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says that he was dragged out of his office by police officers who conducted fresh searches at the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. It was not immediately clear why the outspoken Kremlin critic was detained. Navalny was on live Twitter showing the moments before police officers entered the office. Video show the officers forcing their way in with a power tool on December 26th. Iraqi President Barham Saleh says that Thursday he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by a bloc in parliament that's influenced by Iran. On Wednesday, the Fatah bloc named Assad al-Adani governor of the southern Basra province as the country's next prime minister. The choice was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who have called for a complete overhaul of the government that has been in place since the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. This is VOA News. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant services. Christmas in Hong Kong is usually bustling with commercial activity, tourists and local people flocking to shops and restaurants and strolling on both sides of the scene. Victoria Herbert to watch festive illuminations. During this holiday, however, streets and malls and shopping districts have been filled with tensions after police fired tear gas, rubber bullets and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. China, Iran and Russia will hold joint naval drills starting Friday in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman. China's defense ministry said Thursday that amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. Zachary Goldman has more.
China on Thursday said it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman. The maneuvers will begin Friday amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Thursday that Turkey will in fact send troops to Libya now that Tripoli has requested it. It will also present legislation to Parliament in January. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced on Thursday Turkey will send troops to Libya now that Tripoli has requested it. He will present legislation to Parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognized government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The Government of National Accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates.
And that is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.